This is Attorney Dave Duringer of Protective Law Corp. I hope to see you at my free estate planning seminar this Friday in Atascadero. It's also a defensive handgun class. No firearms, just airsoft and laser. All equipment provided, plus free pizza. Sign up at guntrust.org. This training exposes the lies of the politicians, even those who claim to support the Second Amendment. Our right to bear arms is implicit in the American concept of ordered liberty. Therefore, we also have a duty to train. And only your family can be trusted with this duty. To leave a legacy of 23rd century firearm training, your family must begin with 21st century firearm training that exceeds law enforcement standards. Only your family can remove this legacy from the cowardly shadows of concealed carry to the sunlight of open carry by aposematic citizens. Go to guntrust.org and do your duty before it's too late.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Dan Beyer.
First round play at the Open Championship. Scottie Scheffler finds himself in contention early as he's currently 3 under par through 9 holes. Sung J.M. has a share of the lead at 4 under par. Thomas Dietrich shot 67 today. He's in the clubhouse at 3 under. Henrik Stenson in the clubhouse at -2. The 2016 champion shoots a round of 68 in his first round at Royal Birkdale. Other notables on the course right now include Bryson DeChambeau, 2 under par through the first 9 holes on his round. Rory McIlroy ends up teeing off with Xander Schauffele in one of the final groupings of the day. Baseball's All-Star break is over for two teams as the Mets and Phillies play in Philadelphia tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time. The Miami Heat today will introduce Giannis Antetokounmpo at a 3 o'clock Eastern Time press conference, and Alvin Kamara reworked his deal to remain with the New Orleans Saints.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
Right now at D&J Camping and Clothing in Paso Robles, Wrangler Cowboy Cut Jeans, just $29.95. Wrangler men's and women's Western shirts, 15% off. 15% off Carhartt jackets. And at D&J, you'll find everything you need for camping under the stars, as well as snake-proof gaiters and UPF sun protection clothing. Plus, gift certificates and special orders are always welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Thursday, July 16th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles releases update on water main break on Riverside Avenue. Two sentenced for brutal attack on homeless man in Arroyo Grande. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 65 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The City of Paso Robles has released a more detailed report of the water main break that occurred Tuesday night. The city says water service has been restored to the fairgrounds and businesses near the intersection of Riverside Avenue and 24th Street. Crews have sealed off the broken section and created temporary bypass lanes to restore water services. Crews will continue into today to install additional temporary lines to deliver water consistently in the area through the end of the fair. The city plans to permanently replace the damaged section of the main line after the fair ends. City also approved and provided further information of the falling tree branch onto parked vehicles in the Mid-State Fair lot. Three employees were injured from the incident, two declined medical aid, and one was transported to a hospital and later released. Two sentenced for brutal attack on homeless man in March. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:10. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:11. The County District Attorney's Office announced that two Arroyo Grande residents have been sentenced for violently attacking a homeless man. The DA's office said the crime occurred at about 1:30 in the morning as the victim slept in a park under an outdoor picnic area in Arroyo Grande on March 20th. The two young men, 21-year-old Boaz Winslow Burgum and 18-year-old Malachi Damian Hayes, walked together to Elm Street Park and approached the victim, Douglas Mark. The DA's office says Hayes approached Mr. Mark as he slept, stood over him, and proceeded to urinate on him. Mr. Mark struggled to his feet, and Hayes then began punching him in the head and face. Burgum then joined the attack. Mr. Mark managed to record the incident on his cell phone, and the two men could be heard laughing and egging each other on and celebrating as they walked away from the attack. The two defendants will serve a year in county jail and be on formal probation for 4 years. The California Mid-State Fair continues for its second day. This morning is the Jan F. Davis Memorial Cow Dog Trials at the Hearst Equestrian Center starting at 8:15 a.m. At the same location will be a ranch horse class at 11. The Industrial Arts Awards and Project Auction will be held at the Headliner Stage at noon. The auction showcases the talents of local high school students of San Luis Obispo County, who have designed a variety of projects from welding to woodworking. Items include barbecues, trailers, shop benches, coffee tables, wine racks, and more. A preview for the auction takes place at 11 a.m. The fair opens at 4 p.m. Tonight will also feature the Cattlemen Farmers Day Steak Dinner in the Chumash Grandstand Arena. Tonight is Ice Cube with Warren G. The San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding its awards presentation today at the Mid-State Fair at 5 p.m. The presentation will name and honor the 2026 County Agriculturalist of the Year, Cattlewoman of the Year, and Cattleman of the Year. The awards presentation will be held at the north side of the fairgrounds. An ordinance to remove a tree at the City of Atascadero's Senior Center appeared on Tuesday night's meeting. The agenda item approves the removal of the tree, which had already occurred days prior to the council's meeting due to a potential hazard identified by an arborist. The approval was necessary in the meeting for mitigation efforts after the tree has been removed. Some heritage trees in the city's downtown core are protected and require replanting of new native trees or payment of mitigation fees after removal. While the Atascadero City Council approved the mitigation efforts in Tuesday night's meeting, there was a unanimous request for staff to remove parts of the city's tree ordinance that were deemed unnecessary or burdensome. Here's Mayor Charles Borbeau opening the discussion.
I don't understand what it is we're trying to protect against. The vast majority of people, businesses, and organizations value trees. That's why they plant them. And frankly, I was on the city council when we first passed a tree ordinance, and I voted against it, because I didn't understand what the problem was we were proposing this solution for. We did streamline it, but now we end up with a situation like this. I don't understand what it is we're accomplishing with the tree ordinance at all.
Council members Peak, Funk, and Darius agreed the tree ordinance was unnecessary and burdensome for the senior center and directed staff to return with suggestions for amending the ordinance to avoid similar scenarios in the future. In sports, Major League Baseball, tonight the Mets will face the Phillies. In California news, YouTube has joined with Meta to appeal the verdict of a landmark social media addiction lawsuit in Los Angeles. YouTube is challenging the jury's determination that the company designs its platform to hook young users without concern for their well-being. The driver of a semi-truck, who pled guilty to 3 counts of vehicular manslaughter, has been sentenced to 4 years and 8 months in prison. 21-year-old Jashan Preet Singh, an Indian national, crashed into a semi-truck at a high rate of speed into stopped traffic on the I-10 freeway in Ontario, killing 3. Singh was not under the influence of drugs or alcohol. His light sentencing is due to his age and that he has no criminal history. The U.S. Coast Guard suspended their search late Wednesday evening for 3 missing people. The 3 were part of a 20-crew boat carrying family members and friends who went out into the waters of the San Francisco Bay Area to scatter the ashes of a loved one. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:16.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Yesterday, we reported on President Trump's working families tax cuts that provided $125 million annually for the Research Facilities Act program to modernize ag research facilities across the country. Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics Scott Hutchins says there are 4 different levels associated with this grant funding.
Level 1 is for planning grants, and these can be from $100,000 to $200,000. And these would be for activities like a needs assessment, site surveys, preliminary designs, and cost estimates. Basically, it's a planning grant. Level 2 would be a small facility upgrade, which might be an existing building or existing facility today, but just really needs to be refreshed and re-equipped perhaps in several ways. So that would be $250,000 up to $2 million. Level 3 would be a mid-scale construction or expansion, and that could be in the range of $2 million to $10 million, but this would include significant expansion, specialized research wings, and major retrofits to existing areas or adjacent to existing areas. Level 4, which is a large-scale research complex, which could be $10 million to $30 million for an entirely new building, a very highly specialized lab, or controlled environment research facilities.
The program is intended to strengthen research capacity and meet the challenges facing America's farmers and ranchers.
Replenish nutrients in your crops to reach stronger yields at harvest. Utilize PK from Helena as a foliar nutrient system designed to boost plant performance during reproduction. It gives your crop the extra energy it needs during critical growth stages to increase uptake and utilization of soil and foliar applied nutrients. Visit HelenaAgri.com to learn how Utilize PK can impact your success this season. Always read and follow label instructions and check registration status before use.
The best place to reach a farmer with a farming solution message is when they're, well, farming. It's easy to find them during the day as most farmers are behind the wheel of their pickup truck or farm equipment with the radio on, listening to this station for the Ag Information Network of the West News. So reach real farmers right here, right now, as they listen to what's important to their farm operation. Give us a call and we'll connect you with our local farming community. They trust us, so they'll trust you.
This has been your Farm of the Future report, brought to you by the Ag Information Network. Visit aginfo.net.
Hello, this is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. Rejoice with me because we've expanded. We have new location downtown Paso Robles on 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street, right across the street from Site 1. And we're going to celebrate by having a party. Everybody's invited, especially contractors. Contractors Celebration Day, July 31st at 4 o'clock. We're going to have a live band. Neighborhood Cats is going to be there. We're going to have food. We're going to have fun. I'm giving a lot of stuff away. And we have charities that we're going to donate a lot of money to. So please don't miss it. Come on down. The party starts Friday, July 31st, but does not end. It starts when you get there. 1101 and 1103 Paso Robles Street. Come on down. We'll see you there. We have a buy one, get one free deal. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
KPRL News continues at 8:19. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. There is increasing interest among California farmers in seedless watermelon production using Scion varieties grafted onto hardy rootstocks, according to researchers and plant nurseries. By grafting a desirable fruit-producing Scion onto a rootstock that's resistant to soil-borne pathogens, producers can sustainably manage pests without a yield or quality loss. A grafter at California Master Plant, a wholesale nursery near Tracy, said she's definitely seen increased grower interest. "It's been growing really fast," she said. "It seems we have producers that don't want to go back to regular plants again." University of California Cooperative Extension Vegetable Farm Advisor Zhang Wang estimated about 3,000 of the state's approximately 10,000 acres of seedless watermelons were grafted this year. Driving the growth rate are the increase in costs and reduced availability of fumigation. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Thursday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Sunny skies today with highs right around 102, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows in the mid-50s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 80s, west-southwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is sunny Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday, Monday and Tuesday, sunny Wednesday and Thursday. Low 90s Saturday, Sunday and Monday, mid-90s on Tuesday, upper 90s on Wednesday, 96 a week from today. Currently it is 67 degrees and sunny in Paso Robles. Weather was brought to you by Lindsay Jane. Coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury Joy Designs from the Heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News Time is 8:21.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
There's a fresh update on the housing market, and it is disappointing. Pending home sales declined 5.4% last month from May. Also, the drop from a year ago is 0.3%. Other reports are more encouraging. Retail sales rose 0.2% in June. Shoppers were able to spend less on gasoline because gas prices cooled last month. Sales at gas stations were down more than 5%. Outside of gas stations, retail sales rose 0.7%. New claims for unemployment benefits declined to 208,000 last week. Chip giant Taiwan Semiconductor is reporting a better-than-expected quarter. Its profit rose 77% from a year ago. It's also boosting its investment in U.S. manufacturing by $100 billion. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda. Invested in you.
Andy Ortiz, when I lost my mom, she was only 46, and I lost my dad to cancer. It was the worst pain I ever felt. It made me think, what will happen with the people I love when my time is up? That's why I have life insurance. Ethos makes it easy. It's all online, take about 10 minutes, and you can get up to $3 million in coverage.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/save. That's ethos.com/save. Paid testimonial. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
The California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles is proud to present Freedom Revival. July 23rd, the California Mid-State Fair in Paso Robles. With special guest William Clark Green. Get tickets now at midstatefair.com and ticketmaster.com. Freedom Revival. Freedom Revival.
Blake's Two Value Hardware Center has plumbing, electrical, paint, and tools for every reason and every season. There's no better place to shop for do-it-yourself projects than Blake's. They're your one-stop store for a full line of hand and power tools and accessories, plumbing and electrical repair parts and supplies, padlocks and door locks. And now is the time to tackle caulking and weather stripping for energy conservation. Blake's has all the supplies you need. Blake's has insulation tubes and wrap and electric protection cable. You may also need a tarp or two during the rainy season. You'll find several sizes at Blake's. And don't forget incredibly strong Gorilla Glue 100% proof and Gorilla Tape. Enjoy barbecue all year round with a digital-controlled, heavy-duty wood pellet grill from Blake's. Both grills, the Pit Boss and the Louisiana Grill, are always priced right at Blake's. For all you hobbyists, Blake's Hardware now carries a full line of radio-controlled planes, cars, and boats. Blake's Two Value Hardware Center, 17th and Riverside and Paso Robles, open 7 days a week.
The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL, and 99.3 FM. Don't forget, for all your computer needs, whatever the issue may be, Knowledge Computers. Yes, indeed. Even if you get something from outside, like an old printer, and you have trouble putting it in, Knowledge Computers can help. They've got equipment, and they have the knowledge to help you out with any issue regarding your computers. Knowledge Computers, 1740 Spring Street, Suite C in Paso Robles. You can call 226-5200 or knowledgecomputers.com.
Eric Church, live in concert. At the California Mid-State Fair. Saturday, July 18th. Yeah, you're out there now. You got get tickets now at midstatefair.com.
Having a record year.
Funny how melody sounds.
Don't miss Eric Church.
Pulled out drinking.
Saturday, July 18th at the California Mid-State Fair.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidstatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidstatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. Cheyenne Dog soldiers were a fearsome warrior society who became one of the toughest foes of the whites during the Plains Indians Wars. One of the Cheyenne Dog soldiers' greatest chiefs was Tall Bull. Bull was a fairly common name for the Cheyenne, but the Tall Bull known by the whites of the Old West was the leader of the Cheyenne Dog soldiers, and under his leadership, they became one of the toughest foes of the United States government in the Bloody Plains Indian Wars. Tall Bull and his dog soldiers spent the winter and spring of 1867 attacking stages and stage stations. Although in no way defeated, they agreed to talk peace that fall. Even though the treaty they signed stated differently, they had a verbal agreement to be able to hunt the grounds above the Arkansas River as long as there were buffalo there. The next spring, Tall Bull took his warriors above the Arkansas to hunt, and while they were there, they also did some raiding. With soldiers pursuing them, Tall Bull was successful in attacking them on several occasions, so the Army put together a special force under General Eugene Carr to get Tall Bull. On July of 1869, Tall Bull and his warriors made camp at Summit Springs, Colorado. Carr's Pawnee scouts found the village, and the soldiers were able to get next to the village undetected before attacking. During the battle, Tall Bull and many dog soldiers were killed. Although the Cheyenne fought for another 10 years, the dog soldiers were never again a major force. Even though Carr's civilian guide, Buffalo Bill Cody, claimed to have killed Tall Bull, others in the battle say there was no way to tell who killed him because everyone was shooting at him. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Ryan, what do painters do when it gets cold outside?
I don't know. What?
Well, they put on another coat, of course.
Seth, that joke needs some touch-up.
Hi, I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
We paint interiors year-round.
But fall and winter? That's when it's perfect time.
Yeah, perfect time for a fresh look.
We do full interior painting, residential and commercial. We work with your schedule.
Plus cabinet painting that makes old kitchens look brand new.
Clean lines, no mess, no stress.
From one room in your home to a whole office building, tasting room, medical suites, we've got you covered.
This season, call the Peek Brothers. I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Ryan Peek.
And we're the Peek Brothers.
And everybody loves a great experience.
That's Peek Painting. PEEKPainting.com.
Keep that vehicle looking its best with the help from Golden Hill Car Wash. Your choice of state-of-the-art Razor touchless wash with ceramic wax and the Ryko Soft Gloss Max 5, both with the latest technology. Plus, Golden Hill Car Wash offers 6 wash bays, including RV, all with spotless rinse. Plus, they've got vacuums for you. Keep it looking its best. Golden Hill Car Wash, Paso Robles.
Story Termite and Pest Control, 805-460-0650.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. By those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
Got rats? Story Termite and Pest Control has over 33 years of experience providing thorough and professional expertise for all your pest control problems, and for 5 years in a row, Story Termite has been voted the best termite and pest control company in the North County. And their service area includes San Luis Obispo to Santa Maria.
Rats in my room. I am bothered by those rats in my room. All those dirty little rats in my room. I can't stand rats in my room.
805-460-0650.
Fish in my dish. Fly in my eye. Go to my boat. Thanks for my case.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The County District Attorney's Office announced that 2 Arroyo Grande residents have been sentenced for violently attacking a homeless man on March 20th. 21-year-old Boaz Winslow Burgum and 18-year-old Malachi Damian Hayes found Douglas Mark sleeping, beat him, and walked away laughing and celebrating. They'll both serve a year in county jail and be on probation for 4 years. The City of Paso Robles has released a more detailed report of the water main break that occurred Tuesday night. Service has been restored to the fairgrounds and businesses near the intersection of Riverside Avenue and 24th Street. Temporary seals have been applied, and the city will permanently replace the damaged section after the fair ends. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 68 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
News, I'm Gianna Gelosi. The United States and Iran escalating their attacks overnight with a war that has now narrowed its focus on the Strait of Hormuz.
With the blockade now active, the U.S. has been on the offensive. One ship has been fired on. This is a tanker flagged out of Curacao named the Belma. The U.S. says the big ship was headed toward Iran's primary oil hub, Karg Island. The ship ignored multiple warnings, so U.S. aircraft fired multiple Hellfire missiles into the smokestack. Two tankers were turned around the previous day.
Fox's Mike Tobin. Dangerous air quality as smoke from raging Canadian wildfires spreads into the U.S.
It's hazy and gray here in Cleveland. The smell of the smoke is very strong. You can't miss it. That's coming from those Canadian wildfires. And the Midwest and the Northeast are expected to see the thickest smoke today.
That is Fox Weather's Katie Byrne. America's listening to Fox News.
Protect your home or business. Trust the experts at JV Roofing. With over 20 years of experience, JV Roofing delivers reliable, high-quality workmanship you can count on. From shingle, tile, and metal roofs to TPO and PVC systems, they have the expertise to handle it all. Family-owned, licensed, and bonded, they show up and get the job done right. Visit jvroofingca.com or call 805-674-1383 today for free estimates. JV Roofing, quality you can trust.
If you need a great, easy place for lunch, try the Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood. There is plenty of parking, and it's just a couple minutes from downtown Paso. Some of the locals' favorites, grilled prawn cob salad, cowboy Cuban with brisket and pulled pork, smash burger with two patties, the very popular beer-battered fish and chips, and shrimp tacos. Great lunch and easy parking, and the patio is pet-friendly. The Spirit of Paso Robles, right in the middle of River Oaks Golf Course.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K-John's Jewelry Company.
North County Weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Of course, lots of sunshine today, high of 102, clear tonight, overnight lows in the mid-50s will cool down to the upper 80s on your Friday, finally, and Saturday will be in the low 90s, same on Sunday and Monday, mid-90s Tuesday, mid to upper 90s Wednesday, mid-90s Thursday of next week. Today's UV index will be 10, up and down, right on the nose, 6 a.m., 8:19 p.m., we're at 72. Weather was brought to you by Paso Robles Glass, sliding doors, swinging doors, with features like doggy doors built right in. That's how it works. Okay, coming up this afternoon, Karen has a little things to take care of. So, Eric will be in. He's going to be talking the wine industry with Mr. Steve Anglum, and then he will discuss trauma and survivors with Lisa Majors from Resilient Ones. All that this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Email into the studio, Kevin at kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com. Call or text 238-5775, 238-KPRL. To join us on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice.
Put on KPRL.
In case some fool might want to find
The Morning Exchange.
No, you don't want to do that. All right, let's see here. I don't know how we did that. Tired firewalls used to get, I don't know what that means. Noise ordinance is 10 p.m. The fair is celebrating 80 years. Did that person really buy their house more than 80 years ago? Think this is the same person who buys a house next to an airport and complains. I've lived near the Dog Bone roundabout. Haven't heard a thing. Okay. Let's see here. Also, it's too bad we don't get bands like Three Dog Night or Ambrosia. Well, of course they are going to be here at the fair. Now, here's one also regarding the fair. Where'd it go? Oh, email. I'm in my 50s and I love Megadeth. They were very popular in the 80s. It all depends on your music preferences. And it continues, I can't stand Steely Dan. Well, one out of two opinions is good there. Something is not acceptable. I don't think the loud bump, bump, thumping bass crap coming up and down the streets is acceptable. And the loud seasonal music from the fair will pass. Yes, it will. Yeah, now the thumping up and down. Let's see here. In case you have, I don't these pictures that they send in. Anyway, so that's been a couple of the a major portion of what's been going on this morning. People, supposedly the noise, but again, remember that the California Mid-State Fair and the city do work together regarding the sound, and there are contracts with these groups on the sounds and so forth and so on. And it's only 12 days out of the year, and let's just let people enjoy themselves. Okay. Monitoring the fair has historically worked alongside city planning and hired outside technicians to ensure volume levels are appropriate. Okay, folks, so here it is. Welcome to 2026. Don't forget, because Chris did a story on this. Quiet zones. For families, the fair features designated quiet zones. Kindness corners, the same. To offer a break from the busy and loud midway entertainment. You're going to a fair. You're not going to grandma's funeral. What is wrong with people? What is wrong with people? Okay. Chris.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think overall is most irritating?
Between what?
Well, 12 nights of the California Mid-State Fair, the biggest little fair anywhere, or constant noise with people with mufflers and all the stuff on the vehicles that you hear on a daily basis.
Is the muffler driving down my street?
Yes.
Then definitely that one.
Okay. Right. Because in some instances, like here, there is a particular truck that it's every day. It's not like, you know, they're just passing through and you hear it once every 4 weeks, something like that, you know. But, so that would be something to throw out there to those of you who apparently went to concerts and the music was never loud. It was never loud. There was never loud music in the 60s or the 70s or the 80s. We know that's not true, though. All right, also, there has been some warnings. I don't know if it's warnings, but just to be aware that the carnival rides could be temporary. Now, again, I want you to listen. Don't go, oh, did you hear that they're going to shut them down? No, because it's weather-related, and this is both hot and cold, and I hadn't even thought about this. The extreme heat, when air temperatures soar into triple digits, metal ride components and passenger seats can absorb massive amounts of heat, leading to burns and surface contact injuries. Furthermore, extreme heat can cause hydraulic brakes and lubricants to lose efficiency, forcing operators to shut down. So if you go there and, you know, it's not forever, maybe temporary. So again, just something to consider as you're making your plans to go to the fair, right? And don't lose a gasket. They wouldn't be doing it because they want to tick you off. They're doing it for safety reasons. So you might want to thank them instead of barking at them. So there you go. What else do we have? Driving with your feet. reckless or careless driving. Yes, you don't have to wear shoes. However, I do know that I was told, again, this is years ago, so that even driving with sandals, you know, the I guess you would just say the standard or classic flip-flop, while it's not against the law, it's not a good idea. Which, when I, you know, heard this morning, something occurred to me. If you remember, I don't know how many years ago it was now, what, 4 or 5? Remember that terrible shooting in Vegas? It was the country music. I don't know if it was a Blake Shelton or somebody like that. Anyway, it was horrific. Many people were killed. Anyway, you know, one of the things I remember from the story of the, you know, when the people were running was their footwear. That people couldn't get away. You had a lot of these girls in those, you know, those stylish cowboy boots wearing shorts and so forth. It's stylish, et cetera, looks nice. And that was an issue for some. And then the other was people that go to the, you know, if you're out at the California Mid-State Fair, you're going here, you're going there, there's a lot of people and stuff like that. Well, things can happen. And wearing your standard flip-flops is not a good idea. It's not safe overall in case you need to beat feet, so to speak. So anyway, just a little something to consider. All right, also we have this, the city of Atascadero. What was it? Was it the mayor, Chris, that you had the cut from?
Charles Borbeau, yes.
Okay, Charles Borbeau. I loved it that he said that, you know, about the regulations, or what, I forget the exact term he used.
It was about the tree ordinance specifically, but basically.
It had something overburden or something like that.
I don't remember the exact word either, but he went on for about 5 minutes, so chances are he did say that.
All right, and I thought, well, it's about time we had a public official admit that they, you know, some of the ordinances and the wording and what you have to go through, it's a burden, it's not necessary, and he was right. Most people aren't going to get rid of trees. I might be the one exception. But I do it, one, for a couple of reasons. One, I don't want stuff on the roof. We have a flat roof here at the station. Flat roofs are just a pain in the neck. And depending on the trees, I don't want it falling on the building. And I don't want it fall, because we had one fall into the 32nd Street several months ago. And luckily, there was no damage. It could have caused a lot of damage if cars were parked there, because there are cars parked around on the street early in the morning. You know, people go to work at 7 or 8 and so forth. So all those vehicles were gone. You know what? Not going to risk it. They're gone. So it's for safety reasons. Safety reasons to consider about that. Again, too close to the house. Don't want to be cleaning out my gutters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, and obviously we didn't have to pull any permits because I don't pull permits. But thank goodness for Charles at least bringing that to people's attentions regarding. So maybe they can start, or maybe the public can bring to the attention of some of the burdensome ordinances and hoops and all that stuff that you have to go through. Let's see here. On the text, how blessed we are to have such a venue and fair right here. Some folks must travel a long way on several days just to get here. Suck it up, people. Yeah, from just a few years ago, I think I read where about almost half of the people, or the attendance of the fair, is from people from outside the area. Okay? Let's see here. Please remind people that President Trump will be speaking. Well, President speaks every day. Likely topics will include the 2020 election and newly reclassified documents and evidence of foreigners' interference in our elections going back to his executive order back in 2018. Okay, well, you know, one of the things I wonder when I see these things, what's going to take place? The election of 2020 is not going to be overturned. You hope that things can get straightened out so we don't have to deal with this nonsense. But even with this fraud and everything that's been going on, what's going to happen to the people who were involved? We know a couple have been gotten in trouble, but overall, are people going to be held? The word we've used a lot is accountable. So anyway, just a little something there. Also, I don't know how many of you have seen this story. I came across it the other day, and we just didn't get to it, but that's okay. And this has to do with a zoning. This is zoning. Because what struck me is I saw a little headline that said that the Supreme Court may get involved with this. And now this headline says you shouldn't need a permit to pray in your own home. The Supreme Court should agree. The Constitution does not make Americans ask permission before they gather and pray in their own home. This stems from an incident, or a story, if you will. A zoning technicality is being used to lock Americans out of court when the government chills their First Amendment right. This took place at in University Heights, I think it's in Illinois. A prayer group received a cease and a desist letter. Now, the person, his name is Daniel Grand. He's an Orthodox Jew. Okay, this is in Ohio. His faith calls him to pray with a whatever and a quorum of 10 men and forbids driving on the Sabbath. This makes attending a distant synagogue impractical. So he invited a dozen neighbors to pray at his home, but someone complained. This goes back a few years. So after that, some days later, the city of University Heights sent him a cease and desist letter. The city told Grand he'd have to get a special use permit to use his home as a place of religious assembly. If he didn't get the permit and continue to host this, whatever, Minyan, whatever, I don't know, he could be cited for code violations and fined. All this while his neighbors were free to host friends to watch ball games, play poker, or socialize. So we will see about this. I'd like to know, how did the people know what was going on inside the home? So the government has stuck their nose in this, and we will see. He went on the special use permit. Now, this gentleman learned that if he obtained the required permit, it would change his home to a house of worship under the zoning code. But that meant that Grand could pray there, but he couldn't sleep there since it would no longer be considered a residence. He abandoned the permit process and instead filed a civil suit to protect his First Amendment. You know, this is just the kind of nonsense that people have to put up with it, with our government. So we shall see how far this will go. But just think about that, a city, a government doing that to someone. But it does, you know, again, it's one of those things are, oh, that'll never happen. Well, we see these type of things happening from time to time. All right. So, all right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Anything that may be on your mind this morning, ladies and gentlemen, other than the fair and Motley Crue, Garth Brooks, Megadeth, and the rest, Steely Dan, and so forth and so on. So, Chris, when you go to the concerts that you've gone to, is the music loud?
Extremely.
Do they give you a warning?
Probably. I don't remember, but I don't think I heeded said warning anyway.
Right, because you know what's coming.
Yes, I know that very loud music that I enjoy is coming, so why would I? Why would that deter me?
Okay, so I know this is hard to do. You think in 40 years from now you'd be complaining about loud music?
You know what? I'm not going to consider myself immune to the effects of aging, so probably.
All right, but it might be wise to look back and saying, you know what? You know, because I've said this several times. It's their time.
Right.
It's their time. Let them go. Let's see here. Kevin, have you ever been to church? People fall asleep all the time. I'm not sure what that means. course I've been to church. I don't know what kind of question that is, but Fuller, I don't know what that has to do with anything. So if you can explain. Let's see here. He brings up a good idea for worshiping in your house and getting designated with a special use permit. Churches and congregation, I believe, do not pay property tax. If they do, it's very limited. Yeah, I do have an issue with that, particularly when they try to use their, shall we say, pull in the community as being a religious organization. And again, pull in the community, I mean from a political standpoint, but yet they don't have to pay property tax. And I forget, Al Fonzie explained that to me a couple of years ago regarding why it was important for churches not having to pay property tax. And tell you the truth, I've forgot about it. And I do remember, though, at the time, I wasn't agreeing with him. Which, by the way, I'm going to be having Al on in August coming up on Monday afternoon and going over what's going on within the United States and also some of his, because of his experience in the military, on what's going on over there in Iran. So that'll be interesting, again, his wealth of knowledge and so forth and so on. All right, we got a couple of minutes left here on this Thursday edition here on The Right Choice. AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM, as we look back and say, well, what happened on this day and so forth? Well, it didn't happen on this day, but it was leading up to it back in 1969. The world was getting ready for this to happen a few days later, and that was Apollo 11 is launched, and it landed on the moon 4 days later. Many of you remember and probably stayed up or your parents woke you up to go watch it on television. Okay. And by the way, this is amazing. And this, because again, when you think in technology in today, you know, we can just hit a button and boom, technology. You can go here, go do this, and you can figure out things. Lickety split. You have AI, et cetera, et cetera. Think about this. So back in 1969 on this Apollo 11, when they left, they left behind a laser reflector, which was used to prove the moon was 132.1 feet farther away than previously believed. Now, think about how precise that is. And again, for the times, because again, any of you that have been in the Smithsonian and have looked at the capsule of Armstrong's, Apollo 11, you're not getting me in that thing. Go to the moon, are you out of your mind? You're crazy. But I bring it up because, several years ago, I went up to Crater Lake, which if you haven't been there, it's absolutely, it's hard to describe. It's so beautiful. And, you know, they have some plaques there with little history. And I forget within how many feet or even inches on the depth of the lake in the middle. And they used, you know, back in the day, they just used some rope with some weighted stuff on it. And I forget what year it was. I'll just say the late 1880s, maybe early 1900s. But the plaque, you know, indicates that they came up with the length, the depth of whatever it was. And then, of course, with technology, they were able to get the exact depth of the lake. And I'll just say this took place in the late 1990s or even 2010, something like that. But my point is, I think they came within 12 inches. The folks that did it, 90 years earlier. And I just read that a couple of times because I was comprehending because it just blew me away. That's pretty darn amazing. Just like this thing here with the moon.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. San Luis Obispo County Farm Bureau will be holding its awards presentation today at the Mid-State Fair at 5 p.m. The presentation will name and honor the 2026 County Agriculturalist of the Year, Cattlewoman of the Year, and Cattleman of the Year. An ordinance to remove a tree at the City of Atascadero's Senior Center appeared on Tuesday night's meeting, and the agenda item approved both the removal and mitigation efforts. Although the council approved the mitigation efforts, there was a unanimous request for staff to remove parts of the city's tree ordinance that were deemed unnecessary or burdensome. Details of these and other stories coming up. Sunny today with highs right around 102. It's 70 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Coming up this afternoon, 12:30 till 2, Eric's in for Karen. And first up, he'll have Steve Anglim talking about the wine industry. And then he will discuss trauma and survivors with Lisa Majors from Resilient Ones. All right, make sure everybody's hydrated. That includes your animals. Have fun at the fair. And thanks for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops small business. Keep that cash local while you continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.